podcast, the ultimate AI thumbnail maker secret small creators. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. And I'm Jordan. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. It's all about AI thumbnail makers and how they're changing the game for small creators. Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting how many creators spend hours on their videos only to throw a random screenshot as their thumbnail, right? It's like putting a beautiful painting in a cheap frame and wondering why nobody's stopping to look at it. Exactly. So let's talk about what an AI thumbnail maker really is. Okay, break it down for me. What's the deal with these AI tools? So if you're struggling to get clicks on your YouTube videos, an AI thumbnail maker can totally help. You just log in, upload your images, and it generates eye-catching thumbnails for you in a matter of minutes. Jordan, that sounds super easy, but does it really make a difference? Oh, definitely. Data shows that small creators using AI thumbnails can achieve about a 35% higher click-through rate on average. Wow, that's huge. How does that translate into views? Well, when your CTR increases, it often means more viewers clicking to watch your video, which can lead to higher watch time too, around a 22% increase. Good thumbnails set the right expectation for what the video delivers. That's fascinating. So it's not just about the thumbnail looking good, it's about what it promises, right? Exactly. And that's why I think traditional graphic design methods can fall short. Many creators spend hours creating thumbnails in software like Photoshop, but they may not get the results they're hoping for. Right, and it's like, you don't need to learn complicated software to fix this. Exactly. An AI thumbnail maker can automatically handle things like background removal and layout suggestions based on what's actually trending on platforms like YouTube. Speaking of which, what are some of the best practices for using these AI tools? First and foremost, you want to understand YouTube's size guidelines. For instance, there's a 2 megabyte file size limit for thumbnails. Many creators miss that and end up frustrated when they try to upload. That's a good tip. So the AI tools handle that too, right? Yes, they compress your images for you, which is a huge time saver. Plus, they help you create custom thumbnails that look professional, as if you hired an agency. Nice, but I imagine some people might still be hesitant about using AI, thinking it won't match their personal style. That's a common concern. However, with tools like Snap, Thumb, you can customize your thumbnails to fit your brand. You can choose your style, even upload a photo of yourself to include in the design. That makes sense. And if I understand correctly, you can try these tools out for free before diving in. Absolutely. Most of them offer a free trial, which is a great way to test them out without commitment. And what about the time factor? I've heard creators spend a lot of hours on thumbnails. You're right. Creators often spend around 4.2 hours a week on thumbnail design without AI. With these tools, that time can drop to just 27 minutes. Wow, that's a serious time saver. Imagine what else you could do with those hours. Exactly. That's why it's becoming essential for small creators who want to scale. So if someone wants to get started with an AI thumbnail maker, what do they need to know? They should have a clear workflow. I always advise treating thumbnail design like an assembly line, repeatable steps that streamline the process. That's a smart approach, and I imagine understanding the psychology behind thumbnails helps too. Yes, the right colors, facial expressions, and even text placement can make a world of difference. And remember, always check your thumbnail on a mobile device before uploading. Great advice. So what's the takeaway here for our listeners? The bottom line is that if you're spending more than 30 minutes on a thumbnail, you might be losing money. AI thumbnail makers can give you the edge you need to stand out in a crowded feed. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.